We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
It's so weird because I put a lot of what you saw on Kevin Stefanski and what he was asking of Jacoby Brissett in yesterday's game. But there is a part of me that also agrees with Nathan Zagura. And when Nathan Zagura joined us at 3, he said that there were a lot of plays left on the field by Jacoby Brissett. I think both things can be true. There were plays left on the field by Jacoby, and he probably should have been asked to make all those plays by Kevin Stefanski.
Yes, I think a lot of that is true. I think the biggest area of blame today goes on Stefanski, but yeah, the players still have to end up making plays. But you put Jacoby in certain situations that are, I think, difficult situations for him to be able to manage.
Well, and I think it's just as simple as, I think the best friend to Jacoby is the fear of Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt. And I think that's where, if you're going to make Jacoby get big chunk yardage, even if you're out of timeouts late in the fourth quarter, if you're just going to expect Jacoby to get those big throws and pick up 20 yards at a chunk, I think you'd be better to do more intermediate stuff, 10 yards, 12 yards, than saying, hey, on this one, we're going to ask you to go over the field into double coverage, and you're going to have to force a throw. And that, to me, is maybe the frustration. Is I think you set up the fear of Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt for the first 3.5 quarters. And I don't think the Browns did enough. Mm-hmm. I don't care that they ran 29 times between the two of them. There were moments in goal line situations, and Kevin Stefanski talked about it both after the game and earlier today. Well, we gotta get in. You know, we were 1 of 3 from the red zone. We got to get into the end zone more. Well, how the hell are you going to do that if you're not trusting? I would rather they go on 4th and 3. I'd rather you fail with Nick Chubb getting stuffed at the line of scrimmage than, we're going to go ahead and run around with Jacoby Brissett and see what happens. Yeah. I'd rather that the way you fail than put it on Jacoby, because I think it points Jacoby really is a confidence guy. Some people call it a rhythm guy, but he's a confidence guy. If he doesn't have that confidence, asking him to make that throw that ended up being intercepted that we just heard, it's not going to matter. If he doesn't have the confidence, and he was lacking it in the second half yesterday.
Well, even at the end of the first half, when it was 2nd and goal, like, to run that play with Brissett, just you can't do it in that situation. You just can't do it. You've got two of the best running backs in the game, a really talented offensive line, and you said this earlier, it's such a great point, is that if you're trying to set the tone with your identity of what your team is, and then you want to re-emphasize that, you do it right there.
Yep.
Okay, now listen, if Deshaun Watson's your quarterback in that situation, I'm okay with rolling him out and letting him maybe make something happen. If it's Kyler Murray or somebody like that down there around the goal line, different story. But when it's Jacoby Brissett, you just can't do it.
And I think, listen, I people complained about similar stuff with Baker last year. We're complaining about it with Jacoby. Eventually, Kevin Stefanski and his want to make those big plays, whether it's 4th and 3 and you're allowing Deshaun Watson to pass, whether it's the big plays over the middle that you needed at the end of the game that obviously became intercepted, we're going to love that eventually. When it's Deshaun Watson and you've got your full armor that you can put out there,
yeah,
that's the right time. But it's like Kevin Stefanski, and I think this is true of a lot of young coaches in the NFL. If you're a young offensive coach, You want to show, everybody says it's, oh, I want to be the smartest person in the room. I don't think it's that. I think it's you want to show people what you can do through the pass game, because that's what people hire you for. And I think you trick yourself into, well, we've done a good enough job running, so I'm going to be able to go ahead and I can justify this now. If it ended in a loss, you can't justify it. If it ended in a loss to Atlanta, a team that your defense, rightly or wrongly, they held Atlanta to 23 points. That is four less points than Atlanta had been averaging the first three games of the season. So your defense, without your four of your best defenders, it might not have been the prettiest job. They might have had their moments. They at least 23 points you should be able to win if your defense is going to hold the other team at 23 points. And this isn't about Jacoby. Our guy Curtis was screaming into the winds and screaming into the ether that I was calling Jacoby out. On the contrary, I do not put yesterday on Jacoby. I put yesterday on what Jacoby was asked to do in the situation he was put in. And that's on Kevin Stefanski. 216-578-0092. The other big question that we're going to ask of you guys, again, we'll ask you how much of yesterday goes on actually Jacoby himself. But we also want to know, what do you think the Browns' record should be through four games? Nick, great name. Welcome to the show, buddy. What should the Browns' record be through four games?
Hey, guys. Thanks for getting me on. I think 3-1 is very fair. I understand, you know, like the Jets game, totally should have won. We could have won yesterday with better coaching and all that. But, you know, you just got to think, like, we had so many games where we almost lost. And even if we had better coaching, like, I mean, the first game, you know, we barely won. I mean, the Jets game, I put that a little bit more on the players and the coach, the coaching on defense. But, you know, going with Stefanski, I think you guys said it great. Like, you know, going it for it on 4th-and-3, you know, goal line right by the end zone. I mean, it's like if you're up 7-0, I mean, sure, I think I would do something like that. But it's like, why not just get the points when it's 0-0? And I said that all year. I said that the last time Stefanski went for it on a 4th down instead of kicking the field goal. It's like, just get the points, unless if you got a lead or something. But at the end of the day, though, I don't blame it all on Stefanski. I still think he's an okay coach, but, I mean, obviously yesterday is just a he's continuing to do the same mistake.
So I think it's interesting the way you put that, Nick. It's not that I think Kevin is a bad coach. Here are what I think. Yesterday, I think he lost in the game with how he called the game, and I put 75% of the blame on Kevin Stefanski. And then I blame through the first three games, I think the players' execution has not been up to par. I think their mindset has also been problematic. Specifically, the first 2 weeks, the way this team operated in the second half, they were not on the same page. They did not communicate the way you would need to. And this is year three. So even though I think the players lost you with their poor execution, they lost you the Jets game and they could have lost you the Panthers game. That lax mentality, I want to know where that comes from. Because something tells me the guy who comes out and is like, well, we're on to LA now. I do think this is part and parcel. I think one of the good things is this team doesn't get too low. And I think that's some of Stefanski. I think the problem is, though, I think they're a little soft, and I think occasionally they've taken their eye off the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Stefanski has to know that's where his team is at, and he has to find a way to get them out of that. This idea that, well, it's in a free fall and it's on the players, so you can't really fault the head coach, the hell I can't, because that crap does not happen in situations where culture wins as much as players do, which is not in Cleveland, not to this point. Let's go with Mike. Welcome to the show, Mike. How much of yesterday was on Jacoby Brissett, and what should the Browns' record be through four games?
I think Jacoby's just playing up to his level. I think the record should be 4-0, and I'm so glad that you're talking about the culture in Cleveland, because I'm going to lay most of all the blame on Kevin, because I want to see him blow his top, grab guys by the face mask, and bench them when they're not performing.
Go full Bud Kilmer?
Did you see Belichick yesterday at the end of the game?
Oh, when he threw his headset?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that's a field general. And Kevin needs
He was just
to,
mad
like,
about the play clock getting reset.
I get it, but, like, I need to see, like, the fear of God being put into these players so that they play like San Francisco's defense. You know what I mean? Like, hungry. And I'm just not seeing it. And I think that that's 100% on Kevin, man. I want to see that guy blow his top. I want to see him get mad.
I'm scared of Belichick just watching him on television.
Yeah.
I think I could take him. I'm not afraid. He's 70.
Who would win? Belichick or Schiano?
Schiano.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ryan Day was barking up
the
wrong
New Jersey
tree this three?
Weekend.
Yeah.
He came with the New Jersey 3.
Yeah, he did. And Ryan Day, you better get somebody to reverse that curse. All right, let me tell you.
Now listen, Day's from New Hampshire. They're pretty tough in New Hampshire.
Says who?
I've heard that.
Where have you heard this from?
Look it up.
All right, I don't know. No, this is a show your work, not a look it up.
Look it up.
No, that's not a rebuttal.
We gotta go.
I've heard they're very tough in New Hampshire.
Yep. Look it up.
Dustin, nobody likes a cheater. All right, nobody likes a copycat.
No one likes a cheater.
Nope. Which makes this next clip from today's morning show with Doug LaMaurice very interesting.
You got it?
Ryan Day has got a little, you know, a little New Hampshire in him there, man. You don't want to mess with that either. So that would have been a good one. My dad's from New Hampshire, man. There's people back in the day that used to work in the mill and stuff. Like, you don't want to mess with that. Ryan Day can handle himself. New Hampshire style. Manchester, New Hampshire, man. That's a little rough and tumble.
I may or may not have heard that this morning.
Yeah. Yeah, you may or may not have, huh?
Busted.
Yeah.
At least I didn't put any weights in the fish.
By the way, James from Twitter saying the state motto of New Hampshire is live free or die.
Damn right.
That sounds like the motto of
told
tough
you they're
people
tough.
To me.
Told
I mean,
you they're tough.
It just seems very like...
I heard
I mean,
Doug
you
say,
got more options
I
than live
Doug
free
say
or
that
die.
This morning, it just stuck in my head.
Yeah. I'd also, I'm just going to say it right now. This is not about Doug's dad. It's about the rest of people in New Hampshire. Kind of wusses, if you ask me. What have they done since the revolution? We don't have a lot of moments of people from New Hampshire coming up big. All right? We got rich people moving there. All
we
right?
Do.
We got people skiing.
Skiing? Yeah.
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 Different kinds of skiing. Several different ways of skiing. Exactly. Yes. But in terms
it's all
of
expensive.
Like it's like they helped create the union and they're like, everything else is on you. All right, America, we've done our best. Talk to us in another 250 years.
I'm telling you, they're tough.
I'm going to need you to show your work. Now,
look, call Doug.
Now, cheating is not, or cheating is frowned upon on this station. And I will have you know, cheating will not be tolerated in Cleveland competitive fishing either. This might be the best story to ever come out. We can't play the video on air.
There's too many curse words.
No, there's, and it's as if everybody there joined in at this.
It was a mob.
It was a mob. It was very close to a real situation here. The Lake Erie Walleye Trail Tournament, which you and I have been talking about off air for a long time. Keith won't let us talk about this on air. He's like, we're like, hey, can we talk about the LEWT? And he's like, no, it's a Monday. Got to talk Browns.
All Browns.
Well, over the weekend, the winners or the would-be winners of the almost $29,000 prize at a Ohio fishing tournament, they were disqualified on Friday after it was discovered their fish were stuffed with lead weights and fish fillets. The video is maybe the greatest video because the director of the LEWT, that's what I'm going to call it, the Lake Erie Walleye Trail.
The LEWT.
Trail? The LEWT. The director just stands over one of the two guys on this team that cheated, just besmirching this dude. Just, I mean, no, 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 no. Don't touch the fish. I want the police to show up.
Call the cops.
Call the cops. You're going to have to explain. This is theft, which, by the way, he's right on all of it. But the amount of drama that goes into the loot.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Can we get it on TV now?
This is must-see TV.
Let's retweet the video at DustinFox37, yeah. At Nick Wilson Says. So, apparently, so this guy wasn't just cheating. He was cheating very poorly because he tried to turn a 4-pound walleye into a 7-pound walleye. And everybody who's ever cheated on a test knows, or cheated competitively knows.
You don't, like, cheat all the way.
You have to cheat in small increments.
Yes.
So if you turned
a 4-pound walleye into a 5-pound walleye, maybe that's doable.
Maybe a 5.5-pounder.
Right.
Right?
You can't go full 7.
You're doubling the size of the walleye at this point. Like, guys, I'm not even a big fisherman, and I know if I'm going to cheat the scales, you got to cheat in smaller increments. Now, yep. You could turn a 7 into maybe an 8. Maybe change a 7-pound walleye into an 8.5-pound walleye.
Possible.
But that's about, you know what? At seven pounds, you could maybe turn a 7-pound walleye with the right fish fillet and lead weights. You can maybe turn it into a 9-pounder. Maybe. If you're good. You know what this is? This damn greedy, Dustin. This is somebody thinking they could cheat the system. Well, they had never met Jason Fisher before, the director of the loot tournament.
I feel bad for the guy. Actually, I don't feel bad for the guy that cheated because he's just standing there and there's like 50 people around him and he's just getting besmirched.
I mean, people like saying stuff like kick his ass, sea bass.
I'm surprised he didn't get his butt kicked.
Listen, there.
Or killed.
If you go up to New Hampshire, you can cheat some people. All right.
And you might die.
No. Not New Hampshire. They'll tisk you. They're not going to kill you. I've been around some of these Northeast Ohio fishing types. These are not the people you cheat. All right? These people own guns and knives and several other things. They're people of the land, and they will return you to the land if you cheat. Some of these quotes from the loot, the Lake Erie Walleye Trail, from the director, Jason Fisher, which, by the way, we haven't even talked about that. His name's Jason Fisher. And he's head of a fishing tournament. Talk about two on the nose. Now, I go back on this. All right. This is the quote. I thought, there's just no way. I could also hear the crowd grumbling like, no way. There's no way. We move on. I physically felt the fish. I could feel hard objects in the fish. Let's be easy on our comments here. If you see the lead pelts, the lead weights that he uses, it does not look like something that should go into a fish. Even better, my favorite part of it is they also cheated with fish fillets, meaning they stuffed the fish with more fish.
Where are they getting the fillets at?
McDonald's?
I was thinking of a fillet of fish.
I'm going to need 4 fillet of fish.
Are they going to the grocery store and like going to the frozen aisle and getting some Gordons?
We got weights and fish, Fisher shouted. The crowd lobbed insults at Runyon.
He's Call one the of cops! Guys.
You just lost everything, one person is heard saying to the angler. Funny. The video also shows Fisher telling Runyon to leave and telling the crowd not to touch him. You know, you're in double dutch when the director of the loot has to tell the crowd, let this man walk out on his own volition. Runyon and his teammate, Chase Kaminsky, sounds like a cheater if you ever, just kidding, not going to win, were set to win a $28,000, just under $29,000 grand prize. This Fisher said, the prize money at each tournament here he hosts comes from entry fee. Each angler pays to compete. I didn't know that you could win $29,000.
Fishing.
Okay. I have gone fishing. Isn't a lot of it just luck?
Yes and no.
I mean,
Like, I mean, nowadays,
the difference between a 4-pound fish and a 7-pound fish.
We probably sound like idiots because there are like hardcore fishermen out there.
Jason
listening.
Fisher is pissed listening to this.
Oh,
segment.
I'm sure he is.
He's fishing for compliments.
Is Jason Fisher local?
Yeah, he's at Lake Erie. I believe this takes place in Cleveland.
Somewhere within 30 miles, I'm guessing.
Jason, if you're listening right now, 216-578-0092.
Or if you know him.
Yes.
Send him a text.
Yes.
We'd love to hear from him.
Yeah, we'd love to hear from him and how he got to the bottom of these weighted fish.
Got to the bottom of the fish.
But no, isn't fishing like you throw the line out there and you reel one in, you're like, oh, look at this thing that I caught that chose the
bait. Isn't there like more that goes into it now with like technology?
That's a great question.
Your bait and your lures and stuff like that.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, like you're not being like, ah, I got me a marlin, and then you drop the line. Like it's still guesswork, right?
It's still the bobber.
It's more about the fish choosing you than you choosing the fish. Am I wrong on this?
I don't know. I'm not a fisherman.
You're not a fisher.
Or a fisher.
Like Jason.
Give me back my filet fish. Give me that fish.
All right, Chris. One, are New Hampshire residents tough? Hello, Chris.
Chris, you're on the fan.
Yeah. I was going to say, were you busted? You guys came out here. You couldn't make it in New Hampshire. I don't know what that is. You think Miles Garrett looked bad swerving from a deer? Hit a freaking moose. Hit a moose. And you tell me who's tough. We do that all the time out here.
I've said this a few times, Chris. I could beat up any baby animal. I could beat up a baby moose. I'll double down on it.
I'll tell you right now, I would pay to watch you try to double down on that moose.
That's right. Chris, I'm with you, buddy.
Double down on the moose wrestling. Phrasing. Moose
wrestling. Yeah, try wrestling a moose, Nick.
Yeah, I'm going to take the weights that the fishers used
and throw it at the moose?
At the loot, and I'm going to use them like, when you put the knuckles on, what are the
brass knuckles?
Brass knuckles, yes. Chris, is fishing luck or skill?
Fishing. I lived and grew up in Ohio, Ohio State grad. I moved out here to New Hampshire. Fishing out here is a art form, and you're not catching Lake Erie perch. You're out there catching tuna out in the ocean, or you're going out and catching some monster fish up in the lakes. I'm telling you, it's a different world. Ohio's nice, but out here it's rugged.
You know, I dare say, I think Chris was a New Hampshire supremacist. Like, I was sitting here feeling pretty, fat and sassy about Ohio, but Chris, just everything's tougher in New Hampshire.
I told you, New Hampshire tough.
Yeah, you've never really lived till you've hit a moose.
Live free or die.
I just won't live in New Hampshire. I think that's the third option.
Then I guess you live.
Yeah. Free in another state.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.